Rose Perks is brought to you today by Michelle McKibben, who is a California mortgage loan officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. And you can email her for more information at McKibben, McKibbin, Michelle@yahoo.com.
And our newest premium subscriber, thanks to Megan Campbell. Megan's a Southern California realtor specializing in Orange County market. She can be reached at facebook.com/Megan Campbell Realtor. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L Realtor. Megan Campbell Realtor at facebook.com. You guys, Megan keeps it 100, okay? Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, a podcast all about the Bachelorette. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Watch What Crappens podcast, and I'm here with my gorgeous co-host, Stephanie Wilder Taylor of the Sword and Scale Rewind and the For Crying Out Loud podcast. Hello, Steph.
Hello, Ronnie.
Babe, tell me everything.
It's fantasy suite night on the Bachelorette.
Girl.
And I thought it was going to be better than it was.
Well, one thing that was better than I thought it would ever be is our bonus episode, everybody. We do bonus episodes for our Patreon subscribers, and it's really just a chance for us to talk about real stuff because, you know, we are friends in real life who only get to talk when we're recording something. So it's kind of just like listening to us yap on the phone about shit. Today's is all about moving to big cities at 18 years old, which we both did. And how deep you can really get with your friend relationships.
Yes, I joined a cult. And Ronnie
sold water filters. I joined a water filter cult.
We were both suckers, is what we're trying to say.
Oh, get it? Because you also joined a vacuum cleaner cult.
Exactly. I did. We talked about multi-level marketing. And if you want it, just go on Patreon.
Yeah.
Or just... Yeah, you can just go to Rose Pricks.
RosePricks.com will take you there. It'll have all these episodes and those, so you can decide on what you want or whatever. So thank you. And thank you so much for everybody who supported us. I did a live show in Watch What Crappens in New York last week, and so many Rose Pricks people came out and sent you their love, Steph.
Oh.
Yeah, so thank you, guys. And one day, hopefully, me and Steph will be doing those shows, too, because they were so fun.
I can't wait for that day. My life will be like a Bachelorette episode.
Oh, my God. Well, today's
episode.
And I'll
give everyone a rose. Yeah.
You're all special, just like everybody else. This episode starts in Dallas, and it's like America. The music's like, America. The valleys, the mountains, the hills, America. It's like, all right, calm down over there, Bachelorette Music Department.
Everyone's wearing lapel pins for some reason. It's, yeah.
Dallas does have odd fashion choices like that.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's funny that you say that? Because my very first note is that I don't understand what Rachel's wearing. It's like a skirt with a lot of buttons and then something lacy underneath.
Yeah, like a little lace thing sewn to the back. So it looks like she's showing her lace skirt. I'm like, whoa, it's risky. That's risky with a judge father, babe.
Right? Who's conspicuously absent in this episode.
He ain't doing this shit.
Mm-mm.
You know, he told her right in the beginning and he was like, honey, do not be nice to any of those losers who come into our house and who are trying to steal our insecure daughter for fame. You better be mean to them. And she's like, okay, honey.
It was I found this episode to be very interesting for the fact that it was heavily edited. It felt to me like some of the dates, a lot of stuff was taken out because then the parents' reactions were odd, right? Like they'd have, it seemed like they were asking questions of all the guys, but then only with Brian did she get upset. Like, why are you asking so many questions?
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, there was just weird stuff that, like, and the family had, like, kind of a weird reaction to Brian, but the other guys were no better.
Well, I think that it's because they knew that Brian's the one she likes. because Brian has seemed to be her choice from the beginning, you know, like she's been so into him from the start. And she's trying to tell them, well, you know, I had my reservations. It's like, when did you have your reservations, Rachel? Like your reservations were like, you're too charming. You're too amazing. Like you were doing that hard sucky face kiss from the first episode on. You had no reservations. Okay. You just basically showed up at an Olive Garden, got a table and started eating the breadsticks. No reservations required, young lady.
Right.
So I think because they knew that she liked him, they were actually expecting him not to be a complete asshole, which he is, and anyone with a brain can see. And so she got mad because she's like, hello, this is my choice, and you're making him look like a douchebag.
But they were doing the same thing to the other guys. And this is what I thought was weird. This is all macro notes on the episode, but we can start going through it if you want, and I'll make those points later. Let's just start going through it.
Yeah, because we'll eventually have to repeat ourselves anyway.
Yes,
so
you're so right.
It's like, dun, dun, America, Rachel miniskirt with underlace. And she's like, here I am in Dallas, my hometown, falling in love with Eric, Brian, and Peter. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Who knew I would love them all equally? No, you don't, Rachel. You really don't.
And then guess where she's staying? The Hilton.
America. So Peter finds out he's going first. We're just gonna get right to it.
Brian and tied off his dick. That's the first thing I notice is Brian's dick is all fluffed in the hotel when he stands up. I'm like, Brian, put your dick away, okay? You can fluff your dick up as much as you want. You still wear an Old Navy Dockers. Put it away.
He was. Oh, they were all badly dressed on this episode.
And Peter is like 30 years older today. He's gotten like even more gray hair. What is happening with Peter? He looks old, exhausted.
Was going to ask you the same thing. He is so much grayer, and he was wearing the most dorky clothes through the whole episode. He was wearing like weird, like khaki long shorts with like a shirt that was like a little bit too short. He just looked dorky.
He was actually wearing, and I'm sorry to say Old Navy so much, but it's so true on this show, you guys. And you know, I know because that's what I wear too. So just to put that hypocrisy right up front on the table. So I noticed that in one scene, Peter was wearing those Old Navy capris that are like tied off at the bottom. You know what I mean? They're like tied around the ankles.
Yes. Yes.
He's like, I'll take those some maroon, please. So she's in the hotel. There's empty vases everywhere, which
for the first time I really noticed that many times.
And Rachel warns them. She's like, guys, you know, normally after hometowns you guys would meet my family at the end and you stay separated, but my sister's pregnant like 8 months and she's extra bitchy, so good luck. You're gonna meet her today.
My sister does not play. So we either meet her now or not at all.
Yes. My sister has a lot of clown clothes from Pee in the Pod that she cannot wait to wear her new clown shirts. So you guys be ready because she is looking fierce and she will rip you to shreds.
Yep. Oh, my God. I loved the sister the most. She had the best bitchy expressions on her face. She needed subtitles just for her expressions. You know what I mean? She would just look at them and raise her eyebrows a little bit like, oh, I hate you.
Yes. And she was also that way with Nick, I remember.
Yes.
She was not buying his shit at all. I love the sister. Of course, she is married to kind of a goop.
Oh, my God. He was the worst.
Yeah. So
the pedophile glasses.
Oh yeah, he's creepy.
And the weird like spongy beard. Yeah. I did not like him at all.
He's super creepy. And you know he's super beat too. You know that she's just like, did you look at me like that? He's like, sorry, honey. Yep. So the first date is at a kid's boutique, which is creepy because the only thing that makes Peter smile is children. So it's like, why would you take him to a boutique? I feel like they're trying to like catch a predator.
Yes.
Every scene with Peter. How will you react around this child? Now, how do you react with that child? Look, we're in Spain. There's a random child coming up to you. Hey, look, you're walking in Spain all alone for this long shot, surrounded by children playing games. I was like, what is going on with Peter and the children? It's in every scene.
And when he really came alive was when he started playing with her 3-year-old nephew.
Yes, it's like, the only time he smiles, I'm telling you, is when he's around the kids. So and he's, look, I'm not saying he's a child rapist. I'm just saying it is weird that, like, every
I feel
scene
like you
today,
are saying that.
I kind of was leading to that, but it just is kind of weird that every time they show him, it's surrounded by strange children. I mean, even in Spain, it's like children playing hockey in the street, and he's just walking around smiling. Why?
I don't know.
It's weird.
And then when he talks, he's like a robot, right? So he's like, I'm really excited to see Rachel and spend time with her family. I'm a robot, and there are some emotions I've yet to discover and build with her because I don't have all the wiring connected as of yet. But I'm happy to see Rachel.
Yeah,
it's
really just
Rachel.
A monotone, feeling-free kind of talk like this. I am so feeling things, but I'm really not feeling things in the way that I need to be. And I'm not going to lie about feeling things if I don't feel them. But Rachel, I'm really starting to feel... I was like, well, you know what? Sometimes the quiet people are quiet for a reason. Don't make him talk. Just let him sit there if he has nothing to say. Stop saying, go on, keep talking. Keep talking,
right.
Peter. Just don't.
Right.
It's too much.
And then apparently Peter... told the other guys that he may not propose or say I love you even if he gets picked. So this became like the big theme of the episode.
Yes, and it was also a huge choice we find out in the scene because they're looking for a baby clothes for the sister's baby. And she's like, we have to get horizontal stripes because my sister likes her kids in horizontal stripes so she looks thinner. and it's like, okay, the guy afraid of commitment, let's shop for baby clothes.
I know. Let's just scare the shit out of him.
This was a big choice for Peter because he's like, look, last night I was almost sent home, and so I have to pretend to love this hoe because what if the gap in my teeth isn't enough and I don't want to lose? Should I lie? So he had to make a big choice tonight. Do I lie and say I love her even though I don't? Or do I just stay like a monotone robot and hope I get my way anyway?
Yeah, and okay, and by the way, I have another note on the whole episode, which is that we get into a whole thing about in love versus falling in love, which I thought was really stupid because earlier when somebody said, I'm falling in love with you, basically that means I love you. That's what they're saying. It's just not, I love you.
Well, they're like stupid too, because they're getting it backwards. Because when you break up with someone and you're like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. They're saying, like, the love is the deeper part, right? Like,
right.
I love you, and that's the deep part. But I don't have that magical new feeling, which is the in-love part. But these dodo birds have it so backwards. And Brian's like, well,
right.
No, I didn't say I love you yet, but I did say I'm in love with you. And I'm like, that's so bad. That's right. Like the shallow version of I love you, stupid.
Right. And then she's been saying it back to them. But then they're all she says, I'm falling in love with you too. She said it to Dean, which is why on the episode when he got kicked off, he was like, but you said it to me too. And she was like, yeah, I did, but I meant it. But no, you didn't. You can't just tell all these guys I'm falling in love with you.
Yeah, Rachel, and we've been saying it this whole time. She doesn't even care about the real feelings. She just doesn't want to look stupid. So she's like, you have to say I love you or that's it. You're going home because I'm not going to look dumb. Like, I have to prove myself right to my father. Okay?
Right. So they pull up to her house. And
oh, wait.
Peter's...
I'm so sorry. Can I say really quick? Sorry to jump back because this is really a long episode where not much happens. But I really like that they kept cutting back to the guys gossiping in the hotel. So Brian and Eric are sitting there while Peter's gone. And Brian's like, well, you know, that guy supposedly said... that he might not even say I love you, even if he gets the final rose. And Eric's like, yeah, well, I'm confused. What's his protocol of being with her then? What's his protocol? And then Brian's like, she needs to realize he's not committed enough to pretend to be in love like me. Like, I'll go the whole way. I'll marry that bitch, and it can be fake. I don't even care. I'm going to win. And Eric's like, yeah, protocol.
Yeah, and then as if Brian really wants Peter to be more committed. He's like, he needs to get down on one knee. And like propose. Do you? Okay. So you really want that?
Yeah. It's like when people are on American Idol and they're totally off key the whole time, but they're like, I wanted it more than that girl. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you want it. Okay.
Right.
It was infuriating to me because Brian's basically admitting this whole time to just being a fake fuck and just saying what he needs to say. And Rich is like, oh my God, I'm so into it. So huge house. Oh my God.
Think that was anybody's house.
Oh, really?
I don't think they lived there.
It's like the library.
I think I remember Reality Steve saying something about how the dad, they didn't want to use their own house because he's a judge. So they had to they basically rented a house to do
That
it.
dad is not having any of this shit, and
None.
I love it.
Not a taste.
He's so pissed. So they get to this library or whatever,
Right.
and Peter's like, "Well, she has doubt because of on the stoop, what of my hometown? Like I gave that speech, and I don't think I said the right thing, so I need to erase all feelings of doubt. Let's talk, bitch." Like, oh my God, he's like, it's like when you have Siri read your news headlines.
But
It's exhausting.
exactly.
It's exhausting to listen to.
Yeah, he's like, I think I didn't tell you exactly what I wanted to tell you before when I told you that I was in love with you. What I meant was I'm falling in love with you. And she's like, well, I'm falling in love with you too.
Yeah, she's.
Okay, you can't do that, Rachel. Like, stop. Stop telling every guy that you're falling in love with them because it is the same thing as saying I'm in love with you.
I know, and stop smiling so widely, Peter, because I'm starting to wonder if you have gum disease. Did you notice?
Yes.
It was weird. I was like, maybe that's why he doesn't smile. She's like, I hope you don't have gum disease because we are lawyers and not dentists. So keep it in your mouth. And he's like, bleep,
Yeah.
alarm set for 6:30 a.m. She's like, okay, that's all I needed to hear. Let's get married.
So they go in the house, and we find that Rachel's sister's married to a pedophile, and he's immediately having none of Peter. Like, who are you to be like, oh, I'm not into that guy? Wait, that is like competition in the pedophile department. Did you notice he's like with
He's
your.
like, look, only one of us can drive the ice cream truck. We don't have a fleet, sir.
Oh my God.
He's like, was your
So
ringtone really? Do 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 do. That is my ringtone, sir. I thought that was my wife calling me from upstairs, wondering which clown shirt to wear.
did talk like that. So then I just have, because I was like getting distracted, I just wrote, well, Peter makes a giant speech and it's really smooth, but Rachel's sister might not be buying it.
Well, the family hates him. So Rachel has obviously told them, I like this guy. And so these other ones are like, you fake idiot. They're just looking at both him and, well, Eric, they just kind of looked at like, no, you said axe. Like, you will not be a part of this family, sir. But they both didn't give them the benefit of the doubt, but they were super nice to Brian at first and then mean to him. It was funny how they changed. So Peter's like, well, when I became a voice inside of a phone, I was living in the Midwest modeling cheese curds. And, I haven't had it so good since Rachel. And my dad and my mom met at a cheese fair. And then my dad asked my mom to marry him after a month because she was pregnant. And they are still together. And the mom's like, a month? That's even shorter than your time. Because her whole thing is like, this isn't enough time for real love.
Right.
And the
Our friend.
sister actually said, we think it's possible, just in a different setting, that's all.
Right. Like not on a show where you have to fall in love. Like just when you fall in love, like in one day.
But they're,
Like a different setting.
yeah, like maybe at a carnival, cheese curds are delicious. I can see how that could happen. Who wouldn't get knocked up at a cheese curd fest?
It's so funny. He's getting less and less attractive to me as it goes on because he's just so stiff.
He at this point he's coming off slightly lifetime husband abusive because he's
Yes.
saying little like he's doing little things like I'm not happy. This is about my happiness when it's not about you, bitch. None of this is about your feelings, okay?
This is
So
about Rachel.
then the family is kind of dumb too because they fall for this speech, okay? He's like, like this is a short amount of time, bloop bloop, and it's crazy. I didn't understand you, bloop bloop, no service. I was skeptical, but she looked so hot the first night. Light was beaming off of her. I'm like, there was literally a light beaming off of a glitter dress, Peter. Okay? It's not like she had an aura about her. She was on a set. And he's like, I
Right.
blacked out. And then he starts wiping his nose a lot. And he's like, we were lucky to have a first date. Like, we had an instant connection in Palm Springs at a gay dog party. And
Yeah.
that's it. And they're like,
And we had a very intimate we had an intimate connection. No, you didn't. There was nothing intimate about your connection at all.
I know. Her mom's like slapping her under the table with a ruler. How dare you have an intimate connection? Your
exactly.
first day in a glitter dress, you whore. I'm telling your father.
So then Rachel and the pregnant sister go talk. And she's like, look, I'm suspicious. And Rachel's like, I don't understand why. And then Rachel says that she's not said, I love you to anyone. Oh, the sister's like, well, he says he's falling in love with me. Like, she keeps repeating the conversation that Peter had, just holding on to like a thread of hope. She's like, well, before we walked in here, like, he said, I'm falling in love with you. And then the sister's like, well, did you say it to him? And she's like, well, yeah. And
she said,
like,
yeah,
what
but
the
I just
fuck?
Said, she didn't say, I love you. I just said, I'm falling in love with you. She's
right,
like, oh, okay.
Right.
So not I love you. Like, you're getting all technical. And the sister's
I know,
like,
that's
okay,
what
you
saying.
Kept it together, girl.
Yeah. But then the sister's like, listen, Rach, you got to slow your roll because we saw you like this with Nick. And we all know how that turned out.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
she's like, well, this guy is really, really boring and has zero personality and can't hold my attention, which means, you know, he's marryable. Marry
right.
this one.
But then I like that Rachel, so the sister's like, you know, I'm 37 weeks pregnant, right? Like, my baby's due in 3 weeks. And Rachel's like, well, I just want to let you know that I'm not looking for a boyfriend. Like, I want kids yesterday. And the sister's like, dude, I said I'm having a baby in 3 weeks. Do not try to steal my thunder, bitch. And Rachel's like, well, I need to get knocked up right away. Because, like, when you're in the hospital giving birth, I want to, like, announce that I'm pregnant with a baby.
Yeah. She's like, it's bad enough you're doing finale night on the night I'm giving birth, bitch. Okay. I get pregnant. You announce that you're going to be the new bachelorette. I have the baby. It's your finale night. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So then
I'm wearing clown sleeves.
So this is a really good part. So Peter has a powwow with the pedophile brother-in-law, the brother-in-law, and he says, like, in an accountant voice, right? The two of them back and forth are like the same person with their voice, with their monotone voice. So the brother-in-law is like, so you like Rachel a lot, but what do you hate about her though? He goes, obviously she's a phenomenal person, but she's not perfect. What kind of items do you see that may be not of concern, but of note?
Yeah, thanks
what
for...
items, thanks. What items are not of concern, but of note? Who talks like that? Did he write that down and practice it that whole day? Was
like,
he like,
literally
oh,
the most boring white guy in the world. This
oh
guy
my
is
God.
The worst. And he's blah, blah, blah. It's obvious also that he's like shit digging for the sister who's got some competitive thing with Rachel.
Right.
He's like, talk some shit about her. I won't say anything.
Right.
Not of concern, but of note.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a really important question. You're married to Rachel. I'm married to crazy clown face sister. And it's Christmas time. Who gets to play Santa? Me or me? Well, I like being Santa. You're out. You're out of this family, sir. Now take your popsicle and go. Do you want to sit on my lap? Let me prove to you how good I am at this.
Oh my God. So then Rachel tells her mom, Rachel talks to her mom and she's like, Peter's in love with me. And here's the thing, mom, like I can totally see the journey that he took to get there because he started out like not even in love, like at all, like not even a little bit. But then he went on like a really long journey and now he's like in love with me.
Yeah, like
and
first he was mad at me for taking him to Palm Springs. Then he was mad at me for going to a dog party. Then he was mad at me. I don't even know why he was mad at me, but he gave me a lot of dirty looks. And now he's mad at me at home. Like, it feels great. And her mom's like, you're such a disappointment.
Yeah. The mom's like, well, what red flags have you seen?
Is he impotent? Is he poor? Is he abusive? You know. Does he have to shave his knees? Like, what is it? And she's like, well, here's the red flag. He might not propose.
Right.
That's
so
the red flag.
Then it gets good because then Rachel's mom goes to have a talk with Peter and pretends like she has no idea that we all know that she knows he's not going to propose. But she's just like, So, when you propose, like, why do you want to propose? And
Yeah.
he's like, so I don't know if you heard, but
Yeah,
I'm
he
really
actually
not at
said,
all convinced that I'm gonna propose.
yeah, he
So,
actually said again, dot, dot, dot. Oh my God.
yeah. He's like, listen, I'm not gonna ask this bitch to marry me. Like,
Yeah.
so by the way, I'm not asking for permission. 'Cause like the most I want to do is maybe keep dating her.
Yeah,
And the mom's like, well, okay, like I'll think about giving you permission to date her. Okay, first of all, she's in her 30s. Like you, she doesn't need
Oh
your permission to go on more dates with the guy.
my God,
I
I know. And the mom's like, "Well, look, I'm glad that you're not asking her to get married so soon because my kid's a neurotic codependent.
Right.
And I'll give you permission to date her, but you have to know she's desperate to be married." It's like, Jesus, mom.
Right.
I mean, my God.
But then to camera, and this is why I dislike this episode a little bit. I just felt like there was stuff missing. Because then to camera, the mom is like, I like that Peter was honest, but my daughter's looking to get married. So I'm not sure how this is going to work out.
Yeah.
But then she's also like not on anybody's side who does want to propose to Rachel, because she's like, well, why are you wanting to propose? How could you possibly be in love?
Well, her
It's like, okay.
parents are obviously just not approving of this entire process. Like, the
Yeah,
fact
I
that their
agree.
kid is on TV at all is hugely embarrassing, especially when she's worked so hard to become a lawyer and make them so proud. You know, then she's having trouble getting a relationship. Then she tries to get in one on TV and almost ends up with one of the slimiest people ever on The Bachelor.
Yep.
And then cries when that's over. And then immediately signs up to do this and becomes like a little diva. And so now they're dealing with this like reality star diva, which they don't understand that world and don't give a
Right.
fuck about that world. And they know it's all bullshit. And they know she's going to get into a shitty relationship because that's all she ever does. And she's not even looking for anything real. So it's like, they're barely even making it through this episode, I felt like. I felt
I
like the mom just
agree.
wanted to throw a vase and be like, because I also noticed when the mom is being interviewed, she has a full vase behind her. It's a vase full of beautiful flowers. She was like, I'm not sitting in front of an empty vase. How dare you?
Yeah.
Do you know what that would say about me? Get some fucking flowers in that vase, please. And I was like, this is a good mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rachel goes, my mom has walls up.
So then we see Peter doing what he does best, which is playing with somebody's nephew, some
Dogs and
random
kids.
child.
Yep.
Yeah. And now suddenly Peter is like, oh my God, I'm having the time of my life and I'm starting to be really into this. Like now I'm starting to know like that this might be like kind of cool, you
Yeah,
know?
because he's the kind of guy who looks at a woman as like an easy bake oven who's just gonna pop out babies, and then this bitch will work too. So really,
Right.
all he has to do is stay home and raise the kids while she goes off and is a lawyer. That's like his best thing. He's going to be the best father in the world and the worst husband in the world. He's that kind of
Yep.
guy. And then
Yeah.
when those kids are ready for school, he's going to start serial killing people in parks, and she's going to find out in the third act of the movie and like try and run away. And Anthony
Yeah.
Hopkins is going to be like, no, Joan
Yep.
Allen, no.
And also, I just feel like at this point, we already know that Rachel is going to get proposed to, or she's going to be moving on. So this guy's not making it to the end.
But he's doing that thing with her. He's doing that emotional abuse thing where he's like, look, I just want to be honest. And if I'm ready to propose, I'm going to propose. And if I'm not, I'm not. But I might.
Right.
So she's like, oh my God, maybe if I just do the right thing, he'll propose.
But I feel this is just me as a girl. I feel like he's being pretty clear that he's not going to. Because if there was a chance he was going to, it seems like he would have said, there's a chance.
I
Like,
think
if I
he is
start
saying
feeling.
that. I think he's saying, like, if I feel, he's basically saying, if I feel it, I will, but if I don't, I won't. And she's
I
like, but then what if
disagree.
he doesn't?
But I disagree because otherwise, why would he said straight up to the mom? He's like, I'm not asking for your permission. Because I'm not going to propose. He's like, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah, well, that's true. He's like, if he I feel it later, I'll call you collect and ask you then again or whatever.
Exactly. I think he was saying, he's not saying I'm never going to marry you, but he's saying like, I'm not going to propose at the end of the show.
But here's why like,
I
think he's
keep
being,
dating you.
Here's why I think he's being manipulative, because he's on The Bachelorette. Like, he's watched the show. He knows all the terminology. He's watched the show before. So he's not like some noob who was brought onto the show.
Right.
His thing, he was the one with the profile on Facebook that said his goal is to someday be the bachelor. Okay. Like,
right.
That was him. So he knows this show, and he knows that he's supposed to propose at the end, and he knows that that's normal. So for him to be acting like, oh, it's so crazy that I would be expected to propose at the end is bullshit. He knows he's supposed to. He knows this show. And I think he's just angling to get the bachelor slot. But he's doing this, I can't commit too much, because who wants to hire a bachelor if they're not going to propose to anybody? That's the whole point of the show, stupid.
No, I agree with you. I agree. And I think it takes it's robbing the show of, you know, of any kind of like, look, he's not going to I don't believe that she's going to bank on him changing his mind. So I think they're kind of tipping their hand that she's going to pick Brian. Because she's not going to risk it.
Out of pure desperation, too, which is so sad. It's so sad that that's how this is going to end. And we see it coming from a mile away, right?
Exactly.
So the guys are at the hotel, and now it's Eric's turn. And he's sitting in front of these beautiful blue boxes. And he's like, okay, I'm ready. Can I take these with me? So they go on their date, and she's like, I want to show you Dallas. That's Houston Street, which is confusing, but it's still Dallas, okay? And he's like, oh, my God, this is crazy. It's better than anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, and by the way, he's like, I'm excited but nervous at the same time.
Again, I have to begin this by saying I love Eric. And the only reason I'm saying Eric is stealing everything in every scene is because Eric is the only one to get brand new clothes, like almost in every episode. I'm like, did he get another wool coat today?
He does look good in a wool coat.
He does. And you know he just got another one. They're like, you look so handsome in that wool coat. Here's another one.
I would get another one. Is there what's the nearest department store?
I love this guy. So he's like, I just love it here because I feel at home. Well, not my home because that was terrible, but a home. I feel like I'm in a home instead of outside a home when it's rainy, you know, because that sucks. I feel like it's rainy that I'm in a home, but it's really sunny. And something's coming through. This feels great. And she's like, look, that's the federal building where my dad is hiding. And he's like, oh, my God, mine too. My dad hid there for years.
But here's the problem with Eric. Eric is like constantly progressing, right? He's always like, I feel so close to you. Like, I don't know who I'm doing right now. I'm kind of doing Bethany. and Eric.
He's like, literally, walls up. Like, I can't. Like I'm getting so close to you. Like, seriously, I can't even do this. Like, seriously, walls up. Walls down. Walls down. Wait, walls are coming back up. Walls are back up. Walls are back up. Seriously,
but he's so clingy. He's like a little. He's like a little boy. He's just like, I just want to give you a hug.
He holds on to her. Yeah, yep. He holds on to her like Linus holds on to his blanket.
Yeah,
you know, in the Peanuts, and when he won't let his blanket go ever, that's how he holds her. It's cute, but also
I don't like it.
Sad.
I get grossed out. Yeah, but nobody wants to feel sorry for the person they're dating. He's too young and he's too broken.
Yeah.
And he just needs some time. Like, she helped him see that, you know, he could find love. And now he needs to go find it with somebody else.
Yeah. So over at the hotel gossip session, chiropractor is like, well, that's a big step for him. He hasn't met a family in years. Hopefully he gets the blessing, but it's an unknown. Did you ask for the blessing from Rachel's family? I mean, this guy is such a cunt. And Peter's like... Sorry for that cough. I think it's because I said the C word and I'm not supposed to be saying that. So sorry, everybody.
But you can say it on our show.
To a man, I guess. But Peter's like, why are you even talking to me? Okay. And he's like, I just asked to keep dating her. Bloop, bloop. And Brian said, it's a weird concept, but I can't wait to like really go in there and show him our chemistry and like what we've got together and who we are together. And
he's
Peter's
like, I'm totally going to ask her parents for permission. Like, I'm into it.
Because I'm confident. I'm going to nail this. I'm going to stick it. Peter's like, that guy is a total asshole. Okay.
Yep.
And he tells him, well, look, there's three of us and there's different stuff in all our relationships. Okay, brah. She has three boyfriends and I'm not going to say it. Okay.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Like, she's dating three of them. One of them's you. which is probably the grossest thing I can say about a person. So why would I want to propose to that bitch? Basically.
Yeah. So back on the date, Eric is like, you know, and I haven't like ever brought anybody to bring home to meet my family, you know? So then Rachel starts coaching him on what to say to her family. Like, she's the mom. She's like, okay, Eric, so one thing that you should say to my parents is, and then I don't even remember what she says.
She's like, talk about where you come from. Talk about the streets. I'm like, please don't make him do this wherever he goes. Like, he's becoming an infomercial at this point. Like,
right.
I came from the streets. It was bad. My family was on the streets. It was bad. I'm like, please stop making him do this monologue, because eventually it's going to turn him into a sociopath. You know, where he's just using it, which I don't think he is now. But eventually he's going to learn that that's what he says to get sympathy or whatever. And he's like, you know what I'm going to say? No, she goes, I'm going to say that, you know, we keep building and you build on me, which I didn't understand. He goes, yeah, you build on me too. I'm like a good plot of land. You just keep building on it. Like, there's literally a park on me today. Tomorrow, maybe a bank. Maybe we'll get a federal building. Both our dads can live in together. It's a boy. She's like, I don't think you get it, but I still like you.
So then they pull up to the same house, and Rachel's sister, you could see, is going to try to be a little more open-minded, but you could tell right away the old beardy brother just can't wait to ask about Rachel's flaws again. He's just like giving him like the side eye. He's like, oh, I can't wait for this. And then somehow they're sitting at the table, and wherever Eric is, the crowd goes, hey, hey.
They're like, that was quite an entrance, young man. Hey.
Hey.
And I like that her cousin's there too. Her cousin Andrew, and she's like, man, Peter was hot. Okay. Peter was fine. Peter was foine. Okay. He wasn't even fine. He was foine. So he set the bar high, but I'm going to be fair. But man, that guy was hot. Hey, Eric, what do you think of Peter?
By the way, when they were doing the hey, did you notice the pregnant sister is just total shade to
She's
everybody?
Like, these clown sleeves will not do. Did you notice another outfit with clown sleeves? That's her thing.
Yeah, this one, she was wearing this like a Janet Jackson inspired maternity shirt with like a sequin collar.
Yes.
You see that one? It was like a total, like, it looked like the collar had all that was bedazzled so much it looked like it was sort of like a sequin bow tie.
Yes.
But it was the collar, just, and then the rest of their shirt was like this big white clowny shirt.
It was basically like what I wore in tap dance recitals when I was a kid. And they're like, but the fat boy, if I was the only boy, they're like, oh, just get him a glitter collar and something flowy.
Oh, funny.
So they're talking to him. They're like, so tell us about you. And he's like, well, I got three sisters and a little brother, but not like a structured family. Like, it's unhealthy, you know? My family worked the streets, and either my mom was there or my dad. So there was no togetherness, because, like, if my dad was there, my mom wasn't there. And then if my mom was there, my dad wasn't there. So seeing that as a kid and a family, you know, it's, like, important to me, and I want it for myself. And she's like, well, how did they feel about Rachel? And he's like, well, they embraced her, but there was a lot of doors opening and closing because my mom would come in, then my dad would leave. And then my dad would come in, and my mom would leave. It was like slam, 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 but a good kind of slam, you know?
Oh, God. So Janet Jackson, the maternity shirt, takes him into the other room. And she's just like, I just don't think that, wait, does she say to camera, basically she says that.
She's like, comparing him to Peter.
Yeah,
she goes, comparing him to Peter. I don't know. She goes, he's nice, but comparatively, like, I don't know if they're on the same playing field. I mean, I'll give this guy $5, but my sister's hand in marriage, I don't know. I don't know about that. So she starts grilling him. She's like, have you ever been in love? And he's like, no. And that was everyone's concern, that I haven't been in love. But I hold Rachel so tight, I got a new jacket. Hey, I might get to keep these blue boxes. You keeping those flowers? And she's like, get out of my house. Get out of my rented house, sir.
Yeah.
She did not like him.
No. But then Rachel talks to her other sister, who's like, I think Eric's, you know, he's really sincere. She's like, yeah, but that's what you said about Peter. And she's like, yeah, I think Peter's really sincere. She's like, are you going to say that about Brian? And she's like, yeah, I think Brian's going to be sincere. And she's like, all right, fuck off.
Yeah. She's like, judge him, bitch. Please. She goes, my antenna's up because of his childhood. She's like, my antenna's up because Peter's one fine motherfucker. Okay. I'm like, Peter is a fairy tale. Okay. He's like the prince that saves everybody at the end of the fairy tale. Eric is not a fairy tale. He's just a guy that's going to take a lot of, you know, work and like he'll be really nice. But Peter is fine. You know what? Eric is probably nicer, but I'd rather have Peter over for Christmas. Does he get drunk? Do you think he would make out with me in the pantry?
I think he would, for sure.
I think he would, too.
Well, here's the thing. Eric, you have to go back a few episodes and remember Eric really losing his shit. And I know you say that Eric's gotten better, but that part of Eric is still there. The part
he's just
really
learned to
mad
kind of hide
and defensive.
It. Yeah. Yeah, he seems to be, like, getting kind of comfortable, I think, in the world. I don't know. I can make excuses for any kind of behavior. I watch Housewives. So, like, I've learned to excuse the worst behavior in the world. I'm like, well, maybe he just wasn't comfortable in this world yet. But, yeah, I do remember when he's like, she's not even paying any attention to me. What does that mean? Blah, 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 and kind of going off.
Yeah,
but,
remember?
Then the sister gets him again, and she's like, well, I have some more questions. And he's like, look, coming into this, I was like all over her. You know what I mean? But like now I am because like it gets better with time. And she just looks at him like, no, it doesn't. She's like, have you seen my husband? Do you think that we married each other like this? Trust me. One thing that doesn't happen over time is things getting better.
Yeah. Okay? And then Eric says something like, I'm not in love with her, but you know, hey. And she's like, what?
Yeah, that was weird. He goes, I love her conditionally. I'm like, I don't think you know what that means.
Yeah.
Because that's the wrong thing to say. And he's like, I'm not in love with her, but when I say it, it's going to be true. And I'm like, I think you're hearing what Peter was telling you in the gossip session, but it's coming out wrong coming from you, you know?
Right.
And that's her sister's like, well, do you have strong sperm? Like, at this point, that's all we need to know.
Right. Right. And he's like, yes. She's like, all right. So then Eric's like, okay, this isn't working out. I'm going to go to sweet talk to mama. So the mom's like, look.
And he does know how to work a mom. He's like, first of all, congratulations on 36 years. That's amazing.
And then the mom's like, all right, look, so I don't know. You don't really know anything about relationships. You probably don't have a job. You don't have it. So I don't know. If you want a relationship, but you haven't ever had one before, what's it going to look like to you? I mean, you come from a broken ass family.
Well, I like this.
You come from the streets. So like, what could you possibly know about relationships? He's like, oh, okay. All right. Let me lay it out for you. When I get commitment, it's going to be like on all cylinders. It's going to be like love and like warmth and like commitment, like a lot of commitment.
Like commitment, like, sacrifice, communication, family, like family, like stop, drop and roll. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. You got to stop, drop, and roll. Like, I want what you have. For example, this pillow. Is this made of clouds? Is this pillow made out of fabric or clouds? Tell me the truth.
He's like, do you have any candles? Because I bet you ladies love a candle. And I don't even know where you buy a candle, but you guys seem like you would have some in your house.
He's the cutest fucking kid. He is like a little kid. He is so cute to me. And when he said, congrats on 36 years, that's amazing. The mom goes, thank you. And what makes you think you could do that?
Yeah. And he's like, I like candy. He's like, I like a Kit Kat bar. And I like a Payday bar, like a chocolate. Like a lot of chocolate. Well, he's like, does Rachel like chocolate? And they're like, Eric, what?
Obviously not.
He's like, I like a peppermint stick.
You've seen the final five, right? So, sorry, that was too harsh. So, let me see here. As someone who doesn't bring someone home either and is never in a long-term relationship, here's how I would answer that. No, I haven't had a long-term relationship because I'm not desperate and needy and not fucking emotionally insecure enough that I have to drag someone else's soul around to feel whole. And if I'm with somebody in a long-term relationship, you bet your ass it's because I've been waiting for them since the 70s, bitch. Okay? If I find your person good enough to bring to my family for the first time ever, why are you going to give me shit? you're the one who's raised someone who's broken and damaged and trying to find love on TV for the second time. I'm here for a free jacket. Who are you judging, bitch? That's my answer if I was Eric. Yeah. You're welcome, Eric. Use it for your next season.
I agree.
He goes, so Mrs. Then, Lindsay, here's the question. If I had to ask you if I have permission, I want to have permission to take your daughter's hand in marriage. Now, look. I know. Now, just give me the truth. Give it to me. I could take it.
And she's like, well, at this point, if Rachel decided to go on a journey, I feel comfortable with that. And wherever that leads, as long as you both wear your seatbelts, I trust her. I was like, wow, that was really welcoming.
Yeah.
Hugs.
So then I thought this was weird. So Eric goes, like, his thing is, you know, I thought that was a pretty good time. I mean, there were some ups and downs with the parents. You know, it was not an easy day.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like we saw any ups and downs. Did you?
Well, they were all looking at him like, hello, homeless person. Like, they really were. I feel like they were kind of looking down on him. Because they're expecting this, like, super high class. And Eric's not. Like, he's a normal guy from a bad neighborhood who's working his ass off to be a good person and build a good life for himself. And it's very different than what they're expecting, you know? They're expecting, like, some highfalutin lawyer's husband to be walking through the door. And I think they're like, really, Rachel? I mean, that's how they seem to look at him the whole time. And then he would kind of break the ice and get them to smile. And... you know, like the mom said, I was pleasantly surprised again. He appears honest and desires to marry. I mean, for that mom, that's like a warm hug from her, you know?
Yeah.
But outside, he's hugging Rachel like a blanket. And he goes, well, it is miracle season. Your brother-in-law asked me to sit on his lap. That's got to be a good sign.
Oh, but here, listen, let's be real for a second. It's got to be weird as the mom to be thinking, okay, one of these guys is going to propose to her after 9 weeks. And if you're the mom, you're like, my daughter is obsessed with the idea of picking the guy that she knows is going to propose. And you have to think it's not going to work out, especially if you've been married all that time. And she, you know, later does try to tell Rachel, like, look, it takes time to fall in love. You don't even know these guys. And Rachel just does not want to hear it.
And we get the dynamic of her and her family very quickly because she starts losing it a little in the third date, Rachel.
Yeah.
She starts getting mad and we see her place in the family. Like, yep. She's the young brat, basically. Who's,
yep.
I don't want to say brat, but she's definitely the one who's like, Mom! Ugh! Like, she has that kind of dynamic, I think, in the family.
Yes.
And we start seeing it come out. I'm sure that they've just been around for a lot of heartbreak where she's like, I'm in love with this person. We're getting married. And there's some asshole user loser. I mean, anyone who's attracted to Brian is the most obviously phony piece of shit of all time. Like, we all know that guy. He's just a disgusting guy. And she's like, I bet he's so charming. Wow. So she's probably brought home 10 Brians, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's her thing. That's her type. She gets giddy with them.
It's embarrassing because I really like her. So back at the hotel, Rachel's with the guys, and Brian's like, well, I'm really excited to meet your family. That's a big step. And Peter's like, wow, so you're wearing your new watch, huh? To Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I am. And Eric goes, look, that's a nice watch, and I'm not mad at you, brother. Do your thing. If she didn't wear her watch, too, it wouldn't be the thing. But she did. So Eric's like, oh my God.
Weird.
He's like, they both have new watches. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't get a watch. Where my watch?
So Brian is like, well, there's only one time for a first impression, and I'm going to show them who I am, and I'm sure they'll be impressed with me.
Which is such a bizarre thing to say.
He's like, disgusting.
He is. He just hates
him.
It's like, okay, you're this far into it, and you're just showing that this is a game.
He's like, I'm going to work with parents. And he's so blatant about it. And the only one who seems to even pick up on it is Peter. And Peter, when they leave, Peter tells Eric, he's like, look, it's no secret that I'm not impressed with fucking Miami there, with his Miami swag, okay? But Miami has lots of fake boobs, fake teeth, and fake cheeks.
And I'm all about real cheese curd.
Did he just call Brian out for his fake cheeks because that shit is glorious. And that is the Fagito burrito I have been waiting to see in Peter this whole time. You go, girl.
I love it.
So now Rachel takes Brian, the phony ass Brian, to meet with her girlfriends. And he goes, did anyone else get to meet your girlfriends?
Yeah, he's so gross.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So they start.
He's constantly like Charlie Sheen with the winning.
Oh.
Yes. I'm the only one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show these ladies. I'm going to show them a little of Brian's swagger.
Yeah.
I'm going to take them for a ride in my swagger wagon, ladies.
It's the swag wag.
Welcome, ladies. It's 7:45. It's Brian time. It's the Brianing hour, ladies.
It's disgusting.
And they're like, so what do you do? Because we're like totally going to judge you because we love our girl, Rachel. Right, Rachel? She's like, yeah, guys, really give it to him. And they're like, so, what do you do?
I'm like, whoa, way to deep dive, girls.
It's like, well, I'm a chiropractor from Miami. I've had a practice for 8 years, and I went to University of Florida. I'm 37 years old. And she goes, I'm glad you said it so we don't have to ask.
It's like, yeah, he's so forthright.
Yeah.
And then it's like his LinkedIn profile.
He's like, and I'm 37, and I'm ready to get married and have some kids. And they're like, what? Oh my god, he's so perfect.
He wants babies. Marry him immediately. It's like Bachelor in Paradise. Well, you know, all I want is a baby. And they're like, I'm fucking you right now and behind that bar where that little Mexican guy is. Let's go. Yeah. Do it. Move it, Freddy.
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, this guy from the very beginning, no gimmicks, no games. It's just I'm here and this is what I want. Like, you really are too dumb to be on this show. You're going to get your heart broken.
And then she's like, you know what? You know what, girls? It's like a Luann. Would you believe it, girls? I thought he was a douchebag. Could you believe it? Can you believe it?
Can you believe it, girls? These girls are also very bad friends, and I can see why Rachel has been in bad relationships, because they give the worst advice ever. They can't even see that he's full of shit.
Nope.
She's like, yeah, at first, I thought he was too charming. Let's face it, I thought he was a douchebag, girls. But he said, Rachel, I'm not going to let you sabotage this.
Yeah. I'm going to kiss you so hard, open-mouthed. I'm going to give your tonsils an adjustment, and you're going to love it.
And he's like, let's play Plinko. He's like a game show host. I hate this guy. And Rachel's like, you know me, girls. I don't have time to fake it. He's like, yeah, I don't either, ladies. If I mention I'm a chiropractor who went to college and wants babies, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
One of the girls goes, have you said I love you? And he goes, well, I said I'm in love with her. That's even better, right? No, it's not. And then after he's like, I killed it. Fat chicks love me.
Oh, my God. So then he goes to the house and gets a warm welcome. And
yeah, this is the first one that the family was like, oh my God, so nice to meet you. Because they've all heard that this is the one. Everyone else, they were like, hello. Hello, loser.
Yeah, I had the same feeling about it. I had the same feeling that they knew that this was the guy she wanted to be with.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I expect I'll make a good first impression with her, like those big gals at the Chili's. So the sister's like, look, now I'm wearing a clown shirt, but serious sleeves, which means you're the one. So you want to talk? And the mom's like, tell us about your family. He's like, well, they're Colombian. My parents have been together 41 years. I'm an only child. My mom is terrifying, but she's the number one lady in my life.
And that will never change.
Yes.
And Rachel comes second, if at all.
The
just
sister
to let you know.
Started hard blinking like she was having a stroke. She was like,
yes.
Oi, 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 oi.
So the mom's like, well, Brian, in a marriage, she's like, she takes over as game show host. She's like, all right, this question's for you, Brian. In a marriage, when the wife and mother bump heads, where does your loyalty lie? you've got 10 seconds. He's like, well, I guess if Rachel's my wife, that would be my wife. And so the mom's like, okay.
Well, kind of.
Let me rephrase that. Okay, so let's just say you're in a marriage, like you and Rachel are married, and your mother gets upset with something like your wife says. Like, in other words, they bump heads. And he's like, well, I mean, I guess like Rachel would come first. And she's like, I'm asking if you're in a marriage and the wife and the mother bump heads, where does Rachel's your loyalty lie?
He said wife, mother, God. But he was answering fishy, because he's like, well, what I'd want if they fought is I'd want them to work it out. My priority is wife, and as long as my mom forgives her, then I would forgive her too. It's like, wait a minute. What I'm saying is, if they got in a fight, who would win? He's like, well, you know, Rachel, of course, comes first because she had my babies, and I wouldn't divorce her unless my mom told me to. I mean, if my mom told me I could forgive her, I'd forgive her. We'd fuck. It'd be fine. Now, young man, she's like, Mom, he said his wife. It's like, kinda. He kinda said his wife. Okay? He is never going to pick you over his mother. Never.
No.
Ever.
Never. Creepiest relationship ever.
His mother will stab you both in the face before she lets that happen. Even if he did want to, you'd both be dead.
Can you imagine the meeting of those two moms?
Ugh. This one, I swear to God, that other one's like emotionally on the table. At least you know what you're getting. This one will cut you under the table. She'll like find your bleeding spot under your knee, you know? Like she'll find the thickest vein under your knee, so no one will even see you bleeding out until you're dead. It's like, well, dinner's done. I'm going to get the profiteroles from the refrigerator. Rachel, would you like to join me? And he gets all uncomfortable, and Rachel's mad, and she's like, well, Rachel's uncomfortable, but he's not the only one who gets to have a terrifying mother. Keep it even, yeah. Steven.
So Rachel's getting irritated, and she's like, Mom, objection, asked and answered. And the mom's like, listen, you're not the judge here. Your father's the judge, and he's not here. So I'm stepping in for him.
May I approach the bench? No, you may not, young lady. I would like to introduce evidence. I'm sorry, but closing arguments have already begun. Oh, mother! Don't try and out-lawyer me, good wife.
So then they go sit at the table, and the mom tells the camera, I know Rachel feels uncomfortable, but when it comes to the territory of judging these guys, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to judge him, because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what
I've got the gavel. So then it continues after commercial, and Brian's like, well, look, I want to tell you, I've dated a lot of chicks. But from day one, I knew this is my girlfriend. And her sister starts hard blinking again. She's like, after a week? And I'm like, no, he said day one, but okay.
Yeah.
She's like, after a week? And he's like, yeah, her genuineness. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You can't be using words like genuineness in front of this family, okay?
He's like, listen, I've grabbed a lot of pussies in my time. Oh, did I just say that? Anyway.
Whoops, I might be president one day. So I'm trying to say, ladies.
It's so funny.
He's like, I can't wait to sing you our first dance song together. Let's get it on. Right, ladies, right? Anyone want to throw their panties at my face while I'm standing here? He's thinking he's charming these ladies, and they're like, he's disgusting. The sister's like, there is no sincerity factor in it. Walls up. My walls are up right now, okay?
But then this is the weird part. Then pedophile is like, oh, no, different one, not pedophile. One of the African-American relatives goes, what qualities does she accentuate in you? And then suddenly everyone's pissed.
Yeah, Rachel's like, OMG. And he's like, what? What qualities does she accentuate in you? And the brother-in-law's like, what? It's just a good point. He's just asking.
Right.
And then he said something I rewound 20 times and couldn't figure out what he said.
But
Rachel was so mad, and I don't see what is offensive about that. I think it's a lovely question.
That's why I think there's a lot of editing going on here. And then Brian's like, if you'll excuse me.
Yeah, and he gets up and leaves.
Because it was something was going on with the production. I think they wanted to have Rachel have a fight with her parents. So they were like, okay, Brian's going to leave the table and then you guys hash it out.
But it was so weird because everybody got so offended at that question. What qualities does she accentuate in you? Did he have to go Google accentuate? Like, why did he have to get up? So he leaves all mad. It seems like he's pissed. And then Rachel is like, I was excited, but my excitement wasn't reciprocated by my family. Like, that's people's words are so crazy right now.
But then pedophile Spongebeard is like, well, I think you're being really emotional. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, yes, you are. Your emotional state with your mother right now is very emotionalized. And she's like, I'm low-key annoyed, and I'm low-key annoyed with you too, okay?
Yeah.
And then the mom's like, but we're your family, Rachel, and we can ask questions. And she's like, asked and answered, mother. And she's like, well, that's your opinion, but you're in a bubble, and we're outside a bubble. And guess what we see? A girl in a bubble. And do you know what happened to that? That child in that TV movie? Me neither. I had to turn it off because it was too depressing. Who wants to watch a child in a bubble? Nobody. That's who.
But have you seen John Travolta lately? He makes a lot of money, and he's in a little club called Scientology. And we think that's what you should do when this doesn't work out. She's like, Mom! No!
She's like, you've gone on 20 church dates. Would it kill you to try Scientology? You know, maybe for a third date kind of a thing.
So then there's a commercial. And then when we come back, suddenly Glasses is like, yeah, your reaction just shows how much you care for this individual.
I love how he goes, well, Rachel, we hit your boy pretty hard earlier. I was like, okay, street. Okay. He's like, you got emotional, but it's all good, sister. And she's like, you know me, brother-in-law. I'm chill until I'm not. He's like, oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. So Brian and then Brian and the sister chat. And she's like, so what's going on with you saying that you're in love? What is this I hear? And he's like, yeah, well, you know, I know it seems weird to you. And she's like, yeah, it does.
He's like, I'm not going to knock the way that you think, but I'm in love with this person. Okay? I love her family. You guys are so great. This family in America, like, across the great land of ours. She's like, look, dude, it's been an hour and a half. You don't know me. Like, stop the speech.
He's like, look. I know. But like, I love you guys like in a different way. Like, I love it. She's like, oh, there you go. Loving everyone again too soon.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not what I meant. And she's like, listen, I'm pregnant. Okay. And I'm taken by the guy in the pedophile glasses. So don't start falling in love with me. God.
And he's like, look, they might find it far-fetched, but it's my job tonight to convince them otherwise. I'm like, you see, it's like a big fucking game to this guy, and it makes me nuts.
Yeah.
He's like, can I make them believe I'm not the murderer at this dinner theater party, this murder mystery party?
He's like, I believe I can.
Yes, he's like, I will win, Rachel. So then the mom and Rachel, and the mom's like, red flags. And Rachel's like, well, he's the most vocal, and I'm like falling in love with him. And she's like, that's not a question. I'm saying red flags.
Right.
She's like, does it make you uncomfortable, Mom? She goes, yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. It's a short time. He's already saying love. I mean, even with your dad, did I say love in 2 months? No. I barely even said love after we were married for 2 years and we had our first two kids. Okay. Like, it took time. He had to work for that shit. You don't just give that away.
But even though I know that Rachel's going to get her heart broken, I kind of liked her. I liked her in this part. She's like, okay, but can it be different for me? Like, can I have a different feeling about it? And she's like, no.
Yeah, she's like, don't you think we all have different versions of love? And she's like, no, love means you don't want to live without that person. And she's like, but no, Rachel.
Yeah.
But you're loveless, Rachel. You're going to die alone. She's like, So then Mom and Brian, she's like, he's like, hey, love the house, love the family. God, it's like an ocean breeze through my gorgeous hair. The feelings I get in this family. It's like being on a beach, being in this family. And she's like, well, I hope you've had fun, young man.
Yeah.
I hope you weren't uncomfortable being around such intelligent people. When you use words like genuineness. Did you enjoy the well-made dessert? Good. Good. He's like, look, you asked me some fair questions. It's an odd situation, but believe me when I say
I love your daughter. She's got everything I've ever wanted, namely a TV show. And I will propose if she picks me. I will not make her look stupid. And I will be committed to her until my mom tells me to pack my shit in the middle of the night and run like hell.
You can just see that the mom's just given up at this point. She's like, all right, whatever.
She's like, my daughter will be buried in a field in an unmarked grave, but I can say I tried. And no one can say I didn't.
Yeah. Okay? She's like, this is, you guys are getting all this, right? We'll have the tapes. Can we play the tapes to the jury? Could we, are they admissible? All right.
So I like that the mom said, because everything they ask him, he's just got the game show host answer. Can love maintain a marriage? And she's like, he's like, that will be a test. Like, this, that doesn't, none of you are making sense at this point. And she goes, look, you're going to have conflicts, okay? Because they keep asking, like, what's your problem with her? And what's your first fight? They're like, nothing. We love each other. She goes, look, you're going to have conflicts. You're a person. She's a person. And if you don't have issues, then someone's lying, okay?
Right.
And I really like that. And he's like, yeah, I love you. What a good mom-like thing to say. Mom, is it too soon to start calling you mom? Like, get the fuck out of my house. I'm actually rooting for Eric at this point. Okay.
I know.
I'm rooting for the guy who stole the fork off the table. That's what you've done to me, sir.
Now it's fantasy suite time. And this is when I start getting nervous because I'm like, there's not enough time left in the show for all of them to get to the fantasy suite. So what's going to happen? I'm like willing the dates to hurry up. I don't care about some of these dates. Let's get a move on. But yeah, Rachel looks really pretty in her gorgeous red top with the shoulder cutouts. And she gives us a little recap of everyone. She's like, I like Brian, but like my family's not that into him. But like, I totally love him and I'll probably like, whatever, you know, have sex with him.
Yeah.
She's like, and Peter's great, but I don't know. He's not ready to propose. And Eric concerns me, but because he used the word love, but in a friendly way, like, hey, I love Cool Ranch Doritos. And so, I don't know. I'm not sure. It's all up in the air.
Rachel, he's the only one who actually loves you. Like, yeah. Eric may be immature and it may be, a childlike love. But he's the only one I think has any kind of feelings for her at all. The other guys, Peter's there to get a spinoff or his own bachelor show.
Right.
And this other guy is just getting red meat for his mother to eat. It's like time to feed the vampire, you know? So Rachel's exactly. Like trying to be the travel agent. She's like, welcome to the Rioja region of Spain.
Yes.
So she goes out with Eric and she's like, as you would say, Eric, we out here. And he's like, yeah, we out here. Hey. And she's like, look, it's a helicopter. He's like, oh my God, those have chased my family through my neighborhood for years. I hate them. I'm not getting in that fucking thing.
Yeah.
So she's like, don't be scared. I'll be with you. And he goes, I always say, one-on-one is tons of fun. Big Rage, Big E. It's our time again. Here we go. Play. Rachel, hey. I love him. And she's like, they're talking through their mics on the helicopter. She's like, wow. Like, it's like wine country on steroids. And he's like, yeah, that fine cunt is on steroids. And she's like, I'm not talking about Brian. I'm saying the vineyards. He's like, oh, yeah, hey, one-on-one, tons of fun.
And then he's like, oh, I'm having a lot of emotions. Like, up until this point, I wasn't open with my emotions, but I'm ready to step it up.
Well, Dan.
I like that he started saying, he goes,
I wish I got to tell Rachel I'm in love with her, but it's not easy being vulnerable.
It's like, that's my favorite version of vulnerable that we've heard on this show. It's his. Vulnerable. It used to be JoJo's, but now it's his. Vulnerable.
Yep.
Is that Bob Walter, Dad? Vulnerable.
So then...
armpit commercial.
Rachel's like, so Eric, you know, I really loved your family. Like, it was weird because, like, your dad, like, kind of hates you. And your mom talked in a monotone, but like, I love them. Great people, you know, lively family. But like, what did you think of my family? And what did you learn about me from my family? And he goes, he's like, well, what I learned was like that you need very little. but everything. And she's like, huh? Oh, what?
But that's actually the best way to describe her. I mean, I think he's the only one who knows her. He's like, you're strong, you're independent, you don't need much, but you need everything. I'm like, yes, exactly. That's exactly her. She's like, I'm an independent woman, but do you love me? Do you like me? Do you love me? Are you going to say you love me? But I'm independent, but I need you. I think he's got a pretty good read on her.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And then we cut to an armpit commercial. They're like, you're a pit, that's a pit. Everything's an armpit. And I was like, that's fitting. But you know, this episode, we were like, this episode's so boring. It's like an hour and eight and we're still talking. I mean, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. Let's move it along then. Okay. So then they go over to this bell, like on an old church. And she's like, we're going to ring this bell. And it's really cool and romantic. And you're going to make a wish. And it's going to come true. Which struck me as very mean. Since you know he's going home.
Yeah.
Like, obviously he's going to wish for her. And she's like, but not, don't wish for me. Because that's not going to happen.
Yeah, she's so like, wish for another else, helicopter like another, ride.
Or another wool coat. You know, something attainable for you.
He's like, a wool coat. Got it. Wow, that worked fast. Got it. Wearing it now. He's like, this has been so amazing. I've been vulnerable. I've got a new jacket, another new jacket. You don't understand, Rachel. Like, I've had so many moments in this vulnerable journey. The helicopter ride, which was an hour ago, but still. Hot tub, Haagen-Dazs. She's like, what? Haagen-Dazs. You know that place we went with the hot tub? There was outside, but it was cold. She's like, that's Copenhagen. He's like, yeah, ice cream. The ice cream, that's what I meant. She's like, oh, Jesus. Do we have to go through with dinner?
Wait, but then they're sitting around this campfire, and Rachel's like, okay, so here's the thing. I'm probably not going to pick you because Peter, A, and Brian, B. But I just want to know, like, are you ready to propose? And if so, like, how did you get yourself there? So he's like, oh, yeah, my walls came down. Okay, first of all, my walls came down. Then I got a wool coat. Then I was like, while I was shopping for my wool coat, I was like, who am I getting this wool coat for? And I was like, oh, I'm getting it for Rachel. And then I was like, well, if I'm getting it for Rachel, then that means maybe I'm still not mad at Lee. Like, I'm kind of happy. Like, the whole Lee thing worked out because now I'm with Rachel. So, yeah, I love you.
She's like, oh, my God, he loves me. I can dump him now. So they kiss.
Yes!
And Eric reads the card. He's like, Chris wrote us a note. Hey, Chris wants us to fuck a key. And she's like, okay, let's do it. Want to go down on me? He's like, yeah. So he's basically like, yeah, I get to fuck her first so I don't get whatever bullshit that beaver cheek motherfucker's spreading.
Yeah. So
he gets to fuck her first, which I thought was very nice of the producers.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, but by the way, right when they're like in the little front room of their little suite that doesn't look that fancy, by the way, it didn't inspire me to want to have sex with anybody. But he's like, I just, here's what I want to do for this. I want to continue building love, strong, deep love. Like, there's no more fear. Like, let's go deeper and, like, let the love flow without fear. Like, build it.
She's like, please start talking with your penis. How about that? Okay. I'm a plot of land and your penis is a shovel. Okay. If you need to think of it that way, just do it.
I did think it was interesting that, like, it was very clear they had sex.
Yes. And they both.
They showed the bed.
They also both left quite pleased. It wasn't that awkward thing the next morning where it didn't go well. I mean, she left like, bye.
Yep.
Well, okay, I'll see you later. Wow. Oh. She left like, doing.
It's true.
Yeah, looks like Eric did a really good job, and I'm glad he took a small soap with him.
They'll tell Rachel.
It's going to be interesting when they watch that back, though. I don't know. I always feel like these two didn't try to hide it at all. And I just thought it was a little bit weird. I'm not trying to slut shame anybody. I promise I'm not. But I just felt like I didn't even feel like she was into him at all. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I can understand if you're down to the final two and you're like, okay, I really could pick either one of these guys.
Well, one thing I've always really liked about Rachel is that you think that she's a judge's daughter, so that there's this kind of prudishness there, or that she would have this kind of prudishness. Or that she would be expected to have this kind of prudishness. And she doesn't. I mean, she didn't with Nick at all. She doesn't with this. And the thing I'm getting from her and Eric is that she actually really likes Eric. But he could never handle his own and her family. And she knows that. And he's just been a good friend. They have such a fun energy together. And she's like, yeah, I'll give you, you know, I'll give you a friend fuck. Why not? You're hot. Let's go.
Right. Right.
Not a pity fuck, because I think it was good for her, too. But, you know, right. just like a, we're not going to last forever, but that doesn't mean we can't meet up when Peter's abusing me emotionally and only paying attention to the dog and the child, you know?
Right. Right. All right. So next up is Peter. Peter wants to spend quality time and, like, progress the relationship. I would like to spend quality time and progress this relationship.
Bloop, bloop. I just wrote, this guy is too boring to even watch. But I did like that he walks up to Rachel, and she's in a little skirt, and he's in black jeans. And he goes, wow, wrong thing to wear on a breezy day, but you look good. Like, you're such an asshole.
I know. He's kind of the worst now.
Yeah, he's coming off as a total asshole. So she's like, he's genuine. So then this old dude in a beret comes up, and he's like, I'm the Vitorino Vin. Welcome to the blah. And he starts talking in Spanish and just keeps going and going.
Right.
And she's all necesita. Yeah. He's all necesito el baño, por favor. She's like, what the fuck is this guy even talking about? She goes, I think he said he's married 51 years or he has to poop. Like, can we get a translator here?
Right.
Anybody? And then he's like, ay, 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 ay. I love macaroni, tamale, blah, 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 blah. In this world, there are no paintbrushes, American girl. Let him die for those love kisses, even though he's eating bread while I sing. There are more.
And then he's like, take this key. It's to a special jail cell for wine.
It is the fantasy suite with me. You get three-way with Don Rorio. Peter's like, finally, I got the key I wanted to the wine cellar.
Yeah. So they go get some wine, and then they drink it and talk about each other's families. I was honestly starting to lose interest at this point.
Yeah, I'm just going to scroll down. Because
yeah, I'm like, so then Peter says, oh, okay, but then we get to the heart of this, which is that Peter's like, yeah, oh, you know, she does the same thing about, like, the, so tell me about meeting my family. How cool was that? Like, you know, and he's like, yeah, you know, it was cool. Like, I got to ask your mom for permission to date you. And she's like, what?
Oh, my God. He wasn't trying to be nice about it. No. He's like, telling your mom, if it's time to ask you for permission to date or to get married, then I'm not going to do that if I'm not feeling it. So I was like, can I have permission to date her? And she was like, okay. And Rachel's like, why did my mother not tell me of this?
Right. But here's the thing. I feel like he has been upfront about this. Because she knows it. Because she said it in the voiceover when that we first saw him. She was like, yeah, well, the thing about Peter is I don't think he's going to propose. She can't be this surprised about it. Or she just thinks that she's going to talk him into it.
Well, she is trying to talk him into it. Because she's late, you know, then this little girl, they're like, oh, he loves kids. Send that odd little child stranger up to him. And she's like, God damn it, another fucking kid interrupts a conversation with him. You know, it's like, welcome to my life. So she had to put that on hold. So then later she's like, we tried to have a conversation, but that little brat came up to us, that little slag. And so, look, you remember when you said, how do I feel? I want to tell you. He's like, oh, okay. It's like, whatever. Are there nuts? And she's like, look, I didn't come this far and put my life on hold and sacrifice everything I had. I'm like, okay, that's a little dramatic.
I mean, I know she supposedly is a lawyer. Like, are you that desperate to get married?
Is she not a lawyer now? Like, what did she sacrifice? She's a single person who went on vacation and had, like, a paid-for trip around the world twice.
Right. It's all about the embarrassment of it. It's like, I didn't come on this show. I'm not going to be the only woman on The Bachelorette that doesn't get engaged.
And that's what she's even kind of saying that, because she tells him, look, I don't want just a boyfriend. I could have just gotten a boyfriend without all this, okay? So, look, for me, a proposal doesn't mean, like, oh, you're proposing and then we have to get married. It's just saying, like, we're going to cultivate a relationship. It's like, you say, do you want to get married? And I say, yeah. And then we spend time seeing if we actually do want to get married. It basically means, like, we're not going to cheat on each other while we date. And he's like, I respect that, but my opinion's different because if I say I'm going to be engaged, then that's saying I'm going to marry somebody, and I don't want to be engaged a million times. I want to be engaged once and married once.
Right. And she's like, no, but you, why are you thinking about it like that? Yeah. Like, I'm telling you that you don't need, that engagement doesn't mean that. He's like, but it kind of does. Like, that's the whole, why it's called an engagement, because you're engaged to be married.
Yeah,
and she's like, why are you being so literal? Like, yeah, we're not in court. This is not a deposition.
Yeah, it's like, and semantics. Like, and he's like, yeah, but it's semantics. It's not, because you're saying it's dating and I'm saying it's marriage. And she's like, well, look, I mean.
She's like, who the fuck is talking about marriage? And he's like, but I'm confused. Because
like, I literally have to pick out a wedding ring tomorrow. What are you talking about?
She's like, God, you're getting so hung up on this whole, like, marriage word. It's called engagement. I don't even hear the word marriage. There's no marriage. Nobody's talking about marriage. He's like, but everybody's talking about marriage. That's what the whole show is.
He's like, the logo is a wedding ring.
She's like, wow, we just really see things differently. And he's like, I guess we do.
Yeah, he's like, because I have a dictionary. And you don't. You don't know what engagement. She's like, well, rules of engagement. I mean, that's like rules, like, for how you're allowed to shoot people on the battlefield. It's like, it's literally no big deal. He's like, it's a little different in war. She's like, is it really? Isn't all fair in love and war? He's like, wait a second.
He's like, is this a Barbra Streisand movie? She's like, no, Peter, stop. It's like, okay, I'm just confused. She's like, yeah, you are. So, are we good? So we're going to get engaged, right? And he's like, no. And she's like, oh, God, this again.
She's like, God damn it, I wish I had fucked you before you told me all this, because you're seriously hot. Like, yeah, now if I fuck you, I'm just going to look like a slut, even though I know you're not going to propose. Ugh! Why couldn't you tell me this tomorrow? And then she starts crying, and it's like, to be continued. And she goes, for the first time ever, I'm thinking it might not work out between us.
Oh my God, for the first time? Really?
I'm like, you went to a gay dog party together, and this is the first time?
Also, by the way, since we're at the very end of this anyway, there were a bunch of times where he said to her, like, the last date they had before any of this stuff, before the meeting the parents, he was like, okay, they had an awkward date, remember? Because he was like, okay, so basically we've been on one date, and now you're expecting me to, we'll have had a total of like 3 dates ever. And that's including the fantasy suite. He's like, so you expect me to propose after like 3 dates?
Yeah.
And
it's crazy.
It was awkward. And now, cause she's had a lot of one-on-one dates with Brian. I mean,
yeah,
because
she chose him for every date, you know, and that pisses him off too. That has to make him so mad that she's obviously in for Brian, and he knows he's going to end up looking like an idiot. If he says, I love you, do you want to get married? She's just going to dump him and go for Brian anyway. It's not like they have some energy where they're, you know, he knows that this is the one. He knows he's going to get dumped. So his only chance now, he can't go on Bachelor in Paradise because it's too late for that. And if he's going to be the Bachelor, he's got a decent chance, you know, at this point
of
being the Bachelor. So he's like, no, I'm not going to do that just so you can feel better about yourself when you dump me. Fuck you. And you've been dating Brian this whole time, and he's a total prick. So enjoy your shitty life, lady.
Yes, but the only problem is, I think that the Bachelor franchise, like, if he really wants to be the Bachelor, ladies don't like the dumping thing. Like, they want to see him propose and then feel really hurt. They want him to be like, but I was in love with her. This is like, I'll never get over
her. Like,
oh,
they like
the
victimized. Yeah, they like it when it's victimized and then somebody is like redeemed or whatever. But he's trying. Like, you see him at the beginning when he's like, well, bleep bleep, remember in my hometown, bleep bleep, I should have said something to you on the steps, but I didn't, so I'm gonna say it now.
Yes, he's trying, but he's
I'm
so
falling.
Half-assing it.
He's like, I am falling in love with you. Ugh, there, I said it. I'm falling in love with you. Ugh.
Yep.
She's like, oh my God, that's all I needed to hear. So he's like, now I have to, I just got the balls to tell you, to lie to you about falling in love with you when I don't even know you. And now I'm supposed to propose? Come on, lady.
Right. He's like, ease up. She's like, no, I'm just telling you, like, I have to be, you have to marry me. And he's like, well, I'm just saying, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I don't know what we're supposed to, where we're supposed to go from here, because I'm telling you that this whole thing for me is strictly about being engaged.
Well,
so he's like, well, if that's all it is for you and you don't want to date me, then I don't know what to tell you either. And she's like, well, then we're just going to sit here. He's like, okay, well, then I'm going to tickle your shoulder a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, really rub it, but just, like, kind of like I'm a spider that sort of try to get some traction on your shoulder.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to stare off into space for a while and, like, half smile at something, and you won't know what I'm looking at. And then I'm going to wait and for someone to come in here and turn off the lights and carry out the empty vases and tell me it's time to go to bed. Okay? She's like, sounds great. So this is so odd, because we know he can't win, right? So
right.
It's not him. It's not going to be Eric. I mean, the right. sister and the mother will not allow that to happen.
No,
they will start
never.
Throwing spears from the audience. They'll be like, no. All right, so that's not going to happen, which
right.
means Brian. But then I just can't see this happening. Please say this isn't going to. I hope if it is Brian, he proposes and she's like, no, I've thought about it. And I hate you. I'm going to be single.
Or the parents, like, storm out and just go, no, this
yes.
is an intervention.
Or his mother has a fit or something. I want something to happen where it might be them at the end, but then it turns out she's just going to be single and go it alone.
Right. Maybe after the final rose, she's like, it's already not working out.
Yeah. Or maybe she can have,
Brian,
like, a big cry scene where Brian's like, I love you, and, like, we have everything together. Will you marry me? And then I want her to be like, you know, no, I can't, because I've thought about it, and we're not right for each other. Bye, you fake motherfucker. I saw a YouTube video of you on some other cheesy-ass reality show when you were in your 20s with your fake-ass chipmunk cheeks then, and it turned me off even more. Bye. I got some self-respect somewhere along the line and decided that you're just a piece of shit. Get out.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen is the they're going to break up because Brian's mom is going to have seen the episodes and, like, think she's a whore.
Oh, yeah. She'll be like, how dare you do that with that other man in that hotel room?
Yep.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I know. So, but how are they going to do this? Because so next week is Men Tell All. And then we're going to have to wait till the finale to see the other fantasy suite dates. Does that make sense to you? I guess so, because, okay, I know you haven't watched a lot of seasons of it, but normally the last episode is they have one last date. They meet her parents, if it's Bachelorette, and then they get ready and they get the ring and blah, blah, blah. So I guess in this one, we'll see the last. Are we missing two fantasy suites? Yeah.
Well, we don't know if she bones
Peter
yet.
And then we have to see Brian's fantasy suite. And then I guess we'll milk that for a little while. And then they'll do the ring thing. And then Rachel will have a meltdown of some sort. Probably about Peter.
And that's it, right?
Oh, well, we have to. Well, here's the thing. We have to see the dates. We have to have the rest of the fantasy suite. And then she's got to eliminate one.
Right. But then won't she pick that same day? They can't do 2 hours with just that.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Because I think the finale is on August 7th, I think. I'm not sure. So next week is Men Tell All, and then the next week is the finale, right?
Right.
But that's only 12 episodes. Wait, 10? That's only 10, 11 episodes. And usually these seasons are 13. So I'm confused.
I think it was only 11. No, that's it. It's Men Tell All, and then it will be the finale.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't wait either way.
Then very soon after, we'll be we'll have Paradise.
I think Paradise actually either starts that night or the night or the weekend or the week after, directly after. They got it together
Perfect.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah. That's
going to
be good.
Well, that brings us to the end of this. This has been so much fun.
So fun.
I love that we can make our longest episodes out of the shittiest episodes of
these
shows.
You're right. We had a lot to say about it, I guess.
Everybody, thanks so much for supporting this podcast, both with your ears and with your pocketbooks, whichever way you decide to do it. If you do want more episodes, go over to Patreon or just go to rosepricks.com and sign up for whatever level there. Thanks to all our premium sponsors. And thank you for being such a good little partner and friend, Steph.
Thank you, Ronnie.
I'm vulnerable. Ronnie-kins.
I'm vulnerable.
We will talk to you next week for Mentello.
Bye.
Bye.